Okay, so we are going to begin our subpersonality journey. So what I'd like everyone to do is just close your eyes and just get into a really comfortable spot, comfortable position. One thing I do recommend is to try and keep your palms up if you can, if it's comfortable for you. You want to try not to, I know sometimes I'm always finding myself wanting to cross my fingers and stuff like that, but if you can, try to keep your palms open. Two of your strongest chakra centers are in the palms of your hands, and it's just you'll feel, you may even start to feel tingling in your palms as we do this as well. So right now, let's just start by taking a couple of nice deep breaths in. And just take another deep breath in. And as we go through our day, a lot of times we take on a lot of energy of other people. So I just want to kind of you to kind of picture maybe like there's a pink magnet in your third eye. And just feel yourself calling back all of the energy that you may have let go or send out on others today. Just call all that energy back to you, just instinctively. You don't have to do anything, just put out the intent. But as you're breathing, all of your energy is being called back to you. And on your exhales, just feel if there's any energy that you may have taken on from other people today, which can be easily done with a lot of us. Just feel like you're just releasing it with each exhale. Anything that's not for your highest good, just releasing on each exhale. So as you're breathing in, calling in all of your own energy back to you, and as you're exhaling, just releasing anything that's unwanted from your body. I'm just taking another beautiful deep breath in. And exhaling. And what I'd like you to do now is to picture at the base of your spine is a grounding cord. And this grounding cord is going all the way into the center of Mother Earth. What I'd like you to do is to feel that grounding cord and then cut that grounding cord at the base of your spine. And watch as an even bigger, thicker, larger grounding cord is now going all the way from the base of your spine through the chair or the floor that you're sitting on and going all the way down into Mother Earth, all the way down into the core. And as this grounding cord reaches down into the core of Mother Earth, you can feel energy now coming back up from Mother Earth, from Gaia, coming back up into that root center, your root chakra, coming up your spine, and you just feel that beautiful grounding energy coming all the way up through your spine, all the way up to the top of your head, radiating this incredible energy from your body. You may even feel a little bit more settled in the chair, floor that you're laying on. And as you're feeling this beautiful grounding space, I want you to picture about 2 inches above your head is a spinning disc. And this spinning disc is opening up like two French doors to the heavens. And then about a foot above your head is a beautiful golden ball of light. And this ball of light is just full of gossamer strands of light, white and gold light, and it is just pouring down into that spinning disc, down into your crown chakra, into your body. And you just picture this beautiful waterfall of light just coming down into your body, into your head. And as it goes down through your head and through your brain, you feel that light just cleansing all of your thoughts in your head. And you feel things just relaxing even more and releasing even more. And then you feel that light coming down across your face. And you feel the muscles in your face relaxing even more as it comes down the back of your head. And then coming back down into your neck, and you feel that relaxation as it comes down into your jaw, and you feel your jaw just release a little bit more. Maybe your tongue comes down off the roof of your mouth, just really relaxing. And that light continues to go down through your neck, relaxing all of the muscles in your neck, relaxing your throat chakra center, is where you communicate. You just feel that energy just clearing out. This beautiful light energy is just clearing out any energy that's unwanted in that area. And as that light continues down into your shoulders and your upper back, And then you feel that light continuing on, going down your arms, down your upper arms, and then down to your elbows, and you feel your elbow joints just relax a little bit more as it goes down into your forearms, and then down into your hands, and you feel that light just coming out the palm of your hand and out your fingertips. And that light continues to go through your body, and as it goes through your chest, you feel it going into your heart center. Opening up your heart center that much more, and you feel that beautiful light coming down into your lungs and through your upper back and down into your rib cage. So it's just relaxing every single muscle in your body, clearing out every organ in your body, and it continues down into your stomach. You feel this beautiful light energy coming down. Again, relaxing and clearing out any energy that's unwanted. It just automatically leaves your body as it comes down and is replaced by this beautiful solar light energy. And as it continues down, you feel it going down into your intestines, down to your hips, down around your buttocks and down into your thighs, just relaxing those huge muscles in your thighs and down around your knees. You feel all of your joints just completely letting go as it comes down into your calves and down into your heels. And you feel it coming down around the ball of your foot, the sole of your foot. And literally just see that light just coming out of your toes. And just feel again as this beautiful solar light, this light that's coming from God, source, energy, universe, all that is, just filling up your entire body so much that it's actually creating a cocoon of light around your entire body. And you feel this beautiful energy on your skin. You feel it all around your body. This beautiful, amazing cocoon of light as these gossamer strands of light are just surrounding you completely. And as you're here in this space, in this high vibrational space, I want you to call your soul to you. And you can do this just by asking your soul to come to you, your higher self, just asking yourself to really connect. And one way that we can do this right now is just really feel that energy coming in through your crown chakra, into your body. That's one way of really connecting to your higher self. And then we can picture that solar light, that soul light that you are. Picture it coming to you in front of you, just like a beautiful glowing light. And as you picture it, maybe you can picture an avatar, maybe you're seeing a silhouette of yourself, but see that glowing light in your soul's heart center. And feel as that beautiful light in your soul's heart center blends in with your actual heart center. And just let it blend in, whether it comes in through the top of your head or it comes in from in front of you. Just feel that connection of your soul's heart center blending in with yours. And you can feel the warmth of your heart. Literally feel your heart. And you can feel it opening up almost like a lotus flower, where it's just opening up its energy outward. Outward to receive, outward to give information. So as you're in this beautiful high plane state, I want you to picture yourself in a beautiful place. It could be like a beautiful meadow, and you're surrounded by flowers, and maybe there's a waterfall. And feel the air around you. So feel what it feels like. Is there a little breeze in the air, or are you by the ocean? Are you sitting on the sand? Just really feel the energy of this beautiful place that you're in. What does it smell like? What does it feel like on your skin? What does the air feel like on your skin? And as you're in this beautiful, high, bright, vibrational place, completely connected with your higher self, think of something that you're trying to attract in your life or create in your life right now or manifest in your life. And it could be anything from a soulmate to money or business partners or clients, or attracting better health. Something that you're trying to create in your life where you feel that there's maybe something that's a little bit stuck is holding you back from creating this as quickly as you'd like to. And then what I'd like you to do is to ask yourself if there's a part of you, a subpersonality, that might be preventing you or putting up resistance to you attracting this thing. So ask this part of you, this subpersonality, to join you in this meadow, to meet you here. And this is a part of you that may be having doubts or fears about your ability to magnetize huge abundance into your life, or whatever it is that you're wanting to attract into your life. And this is a more limited aspect of you who is not yet aligned with your new vision of being abundant and prosperous and being able to create and manifest anything you want in your life, love, fun, freedom, material possessions that you desire, people in your life, your soulmate. See this part coming across the meadow. See this subpersonality coming across the meadow to greet you. And just let it come closer and closer until it's right in front of you. And as you notice this subpersonality, what does it look like? Is it male? Is it female? Is it young or is it old? Is it an animal? Is it a plant? If it's a person, how is it dressed? What's its demeanor? What kind of expression does it have on its face? Try to notice everything that you can about this part of you. It's only trying to help, but it just doesn't know the right way to do it. And what I'd like you to do is, with your next breath, allow yourself to feel compassion for this aspect of yourself. This part of you is trying the best way it knows how to serve you in some way. It just is an old program that needs to be rewritten. And perhaps it's based on the limited perspective of a young child that it was taught, those limiting beliefs that were given when we were young. But it does not know who you are right now, who you have evolved into, who you are in the process of becoming. It hasn't quite gotten caught up with you yet in all of the new ways of dealing with beliefs that you now know. It does not yet see your new goals and the new vision of what you want to create. It's operating on a program based on who you used to be. And it is trying so hard to do something good for you. So look deeply into the eyes of this part of you with great compassion and ask it to tell you how it's trying to serve you in this old pattern. In what ways is it trying to protect you? How have its doubts and fears protected you in the past? And really, really know in your heart how this part of you is trying to help you in some way. Just listen really carefully right now and see what kind of message you're getting from it. As you're listening to what it's been trying to contribute to you, you want to thank this part of you for its good intentions and for doing for the best for you that it knows how. It just doesn't know a different way. So now ask this part of you if it would be willing to walk with you to the top of a mountain where you will show it your new goals, a vision of who you are now, and give it a new role to play, a new way to help you in your life. And when it's ready, to see a mountain in front of you and take this part of you by the hand or whatever part you can and go up to the top of this mountain. And you can walk, you can fly, you can dance, you can swim up the mountain any way you want. Just take this part of you up to the top of the mountain. And as you arrive at the top of the mountain, show this subpersonality, this expanded view of your life and what you're trying to manifest and what it's going to be like once you manifest it. Look out onto the horizon, and show it your absolute awesome future. Show this part of you, your future self, as it has the perfect health and the ideal body for yourself, and you're with the most wonderful people in your social circles. And if you are looking for a soulmate, but you're just having the most wonderful personal relationship, if you're looking for financial abundance, show it how easy it is for you to attract abundance into your life of all kinds, an abundance of love, an abundance of freedom, abundance of wealth, abundance of health, abundance of fun and joy. Show it this amazing life that you're having, that your future self is being pulled towards, and all these wonderful things that are coming to your life, and how easy it is to manifest and magnetize these things into your experience. So right now, just think of a specific object, experience, or person, or circumstances that you're intending to magnetize into your life as a result of the work that you're doing with the subpersonality, and ask this part of you if it would be willing to help you manifest this now in a different way. So right now, you want to give this part of you a new assignment. So what you do at the top of the mountain is you ask a master to come and join you. So just call in a master, and it could be one of your guides, it could just could be a higher being, it could be Christ or God. Whoever you see coming in to you as your master, ask this master to join you and your subpersonality. And now watch as this master takes your subpersonality and leads it to a different spot, just a few feet away from you, and watch as this master now works with this part of you. See it as this master puts his hand on your subpersonality's third eye, and then he puts his other hand on their heart. Just healing, healing the old beliefs and giving them new beliefs, a new pattern, a new way of helping you. Just watch as this master is helping to evolve this part of you, this subpersonality. Watch as it transforms this part of you into a more enlightened, evolved being. And literally look at your subpersonality and see how it's evolved. What does it look like now? How has it changed from when you first saw it coming to you at the meadow? Is it standing taller? Does it have a different expression on its face? Has it taken a completely different form? Just notice everything you can as this master's worked with this subpersonality. And now the master's taking this part of you and coming back to you with them as they have now evolved to a place where you are now. And ask this subpersonality, in what new way is it willing to help you now? What new method does it see that is going to benefit you most in trying to manifest and create the life that you want? Maybe it's going to bring a new book into your experience, maybe a different kind of affirmation or different meditations. Maybe it's just going to really change those limiting beliefs and let you know that you do not need to worry. Maybe it's going to help you to let go more. Maybe it's going to give you better clarity on what you're wanting to attract. Just ask it right now and see what way it's going to help you. And again, you may not get the answer right now. It may come to you in a dream tonight. It may come to you in the morning. But see what kind of response you get. And I'll also notice as a subpersonality is now so delighted to take on a new role with you. It is so happy to be evolving with you and not stuck in an old pattern pulling you back. It is so delighted. And now watch as the master helps you blend back with this subpersonality. Helps this subpersonality blend back into your being. As you see this beautiful glow of light in its heart center, and feel that glow of light in your heart center as they begin to merge. And the master helps you merge more and more with that part of you. And you feel that part of you blending into your body so beautifully, into your being, so beautifully matched with that high vibrational place that you're in. And as the master comes to you and puts his hand on your, or her hand on your third eye, and the other hand on your heart center, feel that blending be completed. Feel that cleansing, that beautiful cleansing in your system. And then thank the master. Thank the master for the beautiful work that it's done with you, with your sub-personality, and thank yourself for knowing to be here. Just the fact that you're all sitting here has instantly changed and shifted in the direction that you're going in to manifest what you want. So let the master go, and you can come back down the mountain. As I said, you can fly, you can dance, you can sing, you can swim, you can run, jump, walk, skip. And come back down into that meadow, feeling that change that's happened in you, that growth that's happened with you. And knowing that this work is very, very real. Some of this may feel like you're imagining it, it may feel like it's made up, but this work is very, very real. The mind quite often doesn't know the difference between imagination and reality, especially when we're talking on a vibrational level. But this work is very, very real. And know that you have helped evolve a big part of you that is now working with you to help you manifest and create the life that you want. Just take a deep breath in now. Slowly, slowly coming back into the room that you're in. And take a little bit more of another breath. Just kind of feeling the air around you right now back in the room as you come back slowly, slowly. And try to take another deep breath in. Coming back a little bit more. Maybe wiggling your fingers and toes a little bit. Just feeling your body sitting on the floor on the chair that you're sitting in. Just coming back a little bit more and more. Taking another deep breath in. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. When you're ready.